السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I was making the ghusl of Ihram. To do Umrah or Hajj, you have to do ghusl first. And ghusl meaning a complete purification for the body. And before you do that, you make ask everyone around you to forgive you and forgive whatever you done. And you make niyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawbah from all the previous sins. And make an oath between you and Allah not to come back to it. And all of a sudden, something came in my heart. What came in my heart, what Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, his body was full of fragrance. And she said, tibta, حَيَّا وَمَيِّتًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, meaning you always smell good, life and dead, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. When you look at Islam, Islam is amazing. Islam is amazing. Anything you can imagine, you think about it, I can promise you, you find it in the advice of Allah and a teaching of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Any minus in understanding, any minus in our bad manner or whatever we have or any problem, I promise you, you'll find the answer. Imagine, you see, when you have a baby, the baby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purify him. Purify him and take him out from the belly of the womb of his mom. When we make salah, we have to be purified. Before Umrah or Hajj, we have to be purified. Even after intercourse or physical relationship, we have to be purified. Every action, we have to be purified. And remember, you have the physical purification, which is a metaphor of cleansing yourself from all the sins, and the purification of the heart, purification of the tongue, purification of the ear, purification of the eye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, we are the leader of mankind in belief, in good deed, in good conduct, in good manner. Each one of us can be the ambassador of Islam by their own conduct. And starting by cleanse your heart, cleanse your tongue, cleanse your body. Make sure you smell good. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he said. Whoever eat onion and garlic, you know what he said? فَلَا يَقْرَبُ مَسْجِدْنَا. يَقْرَب meaning don't come even near our masjid. Not even he said don't enter it. Don't come, no, don't come near it. Do you know why when you study it? Why a Muslim has to go in a masjid clean, with a clean clothing and perfume himself? Number one, for meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the companion of the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, the companion of Muslim in the masjid and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He emphasized, don't oppress each other in the masajid by bad smell. Imagine how really, like in details and everything, we have to purify ourselves. How many times today people and burping big time in masajid and they smell very bad. This is make the person next to you is not comfortable. What about when you make sajda and the carpet smell from the person before you? Again, you are responsible. You're responsible of what sign you leave in the masjid, in your life, all over. Remember the mu'min. The mu'min, when he woke, he smelled good for himself, for the angel, for the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the justice of the people. By this way, nobody will get hurt or feel bad about his own stink. We the ummah of cleanliness, we the ummah of good manner, we the ummah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allow us to be crowning ourselves with a good manner. May Allah make us among those, inshallah. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, the ultimate advertising to Islam today is not the link. It's not I send you a link and you send me a link. Let's live Islam. Let's live the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's be busy with dhikrullah. A lot of people talk about everything else except dhikrullah. And when you look at the early people, they will not talk at all. At all. At all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? He said, from the best manner of you, of the Muslim, to leave what is not belong to him. Don't keep pointing finger over the mistake of everything. It's a disease. It's a disease reflecting the arrogance and heedlessness of your heart. Imagine you leaving Allah for the mistake of other. Imagine you keep talking about everybody else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're busy about everybody except Allah. This is a disease very rooted in the heart. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let's cleanse our heart with dhikrullah. Remember invocation of God by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, 120 reasons why to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beginning. This is the beginning with comprehending, with focus, inshallah. May Allah make us among those who remember Allah and do not talk about anything except what benefit to us, what benefit to the ummah. And by the way, watching the news, seeing the condition of the ummah, watching each other mistake, the moment you see that and you acknowledge it, you are responsible to change it. You're responsible to change it. And if you talk about it and you're not responsible to change it, very soon Allah will curse you and you become like living Islam, don't talk Islam. Let people see your manner, not hear your talk. May Allah make us among those who are decorated by the will of Allah by cleansing, perfume ourselves with the good word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the quality beloved to Allah wa Rasuluh. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Very soon Allah will curse you and you're becoming like Bani Israel, like the people of the Sabbath. Be careful, be careful. Living is the way. Garlic and onion is just metaphor about anything, anything. What about if I'm cooking with a very bad stinking smell? People cannot dislike it. What about the people who smoke, astaghfirullah al-azim, and they go? What about even the people who is not aware about their tongue and their mouth? This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us with miswak all the time. My brother and sister in Islam, Islam is so beautiful. Only if we live it, not talk it. Islam is so beautiful. It gives you this cleansing, peace, tranquility, love, compassion, goodness, and all of a sudden you will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make people love you, and you will be beneficial to yourself, beneficial to people around you, and you have a lot of company of angels instead of company of shayateen. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, let's cleanse our heart, cleanse our tongue, cleanse our body, and decorate the earth with a beautiful manner of a Muslim, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.